Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Kelleher, that's my toaster pastry.
Doesn't have your name on it. Strawberry.
We understand. You want better ways to save. FedEx Ground. Fast, reliable, and for less than you think.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And very excited about having Joel Bourne on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Joel is a new friend. He's a contributing writer for the National Geographic magazine, but that's what he's doing now. He has been fully employed by them, including as a senior editor over there. And as you know, from if you've listened to my show for very long, you know that I admire the work of National Geographic and have for a long time. I'm a subscriber. I love their network, their television network, and different places that their programming shows up. And Joel is here. He's one of the guys who's been covering the aftermath of the BP oil spill in the Gulf. And he's here to talk to us about a program that's going to air tonight. It's called Explorer, Can the Gulf Survive? And it's second in a multi-part series. The first one after the spill, The Last Catch, that was on, I think that was on last night. And so let's get Joel in here. Joel Bourne, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. I appreciate you having me on.
It's good to have you here. You're welcome anytime. Did I say that correctly about after the spill? That was last night, right?
I think they're on concurrently tonight, is the way I understand
it. Oh, is that what it is?
Okay. Okay. 1 at 9 and 1 at 10 on the National Geographic Channel.
Okay. All right. I was confused. I knew that the one that we're going to talk about, the Can the Gulf Survive, that's on tonight for sure. And so Joel, take us back and give us a little bit of history of this program.
Well, as soon as we heard that the Macondo well had blown, and you know we saw the devastating pictures from the Deepwater Horizon on fire.
Deepwater Horizon was the name of the platform.
That was the name of the big semi-submersible rig that was out there 50 miles off the coast, drilling this well at 5,000 feet. And as soon as we saw that accident, you know, we have been covering ocean issues for so long. I mean, since the Jacques Cousteau special back in the 60s.
Right.
And the editor and the folks over at the channel just said, you know what, we need to throw everything at this we can. And luckily, because the Geographic has such good reputation for honesty and accuracy,
right,
we got unprecedented access to, you know, sort of the back channels of BP. There's a scene in there that shows the BP hive in Houston where all the engineers are working on.
Right, I saw that.
Closing off the well, which very few cameras were ever allowed in. And, of course, Rear Admiral Mary Landry was one of the chief Coast Guard officials coordinating the response. And, you know, the crew tagged along with her. They tagged along with the burn crew, the guys that were doing the surface burning. Mm-hmm. So just some incredible footage. So really, you know, the daily news, I know we all got saturated with the daily news coverage during the summer, but what you see here is just some amazing things that you've never seen before, and it really puts it all in perspective about just what a challenge it was to contain this well, and also what a tremendous impact it had on the Gulf ecosystem.
This was an ecological catastrophe of biblical proportions, isn't it? Wasn't it?
Well, if you think about, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago now, the Exxon Valdez spill just wreaked havoc up in Prince William Sound.
Right, off the northwest coast.
Yeah, up in Alaska, and this spill was almost 20 times larger.
20 times.
5 million barrels of oil, and then another 2 million barrels equivalent of natural gas coming up from the seafloor. And we've never had a deep water spill before, so this was the first deep water blowout we've experienced. Because we really haven't been drilling in these deep waters very long.
Right.
Essentially, you know, because of the way the industry works, a lot of the easy-to-get oil and gas has already been tapped.
Right.
Those reserves are declining. And so, basically, around 1995 to 2000, you know, the U.S. government actually pushed the companies to go offshore and gave them the Royalty Relief Act they passed in 95 that encouraged them to go into waters over 1,000 feet. So there was this tremendous push to get out there. And when they got out there, you know, to drill these very expensive, very complex, very technically challenging wells, they hit some enormous finds. And now, you know, we get about a third of our oil and gas from the Gulf of Mexico, mm-hmm. and 60% of that is now in water over 5,000 feet.
Well, it's not only water over 5,000 feet, but also, I mean, this is a story wherever we're drilling. As you said, the low hanging fruit, so to speak, is gone basically, and whether it's on land or on water, they've got to go down tens of thousands of feet below the surface of the earth, whether that's the surface of the ocean or the land, to get to this oil. And that's very expensive, as you said. It's very technical, and that just adds to all kinds of extra degrees of difficulty and potential for disaster. And that's where we are right now, folks, with regard to oil, especially in this hemisphere. We come back. I'm going to ask Joel a little bit more about this, and we'll do that right after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Joel Bourne is our guest. He's with National Geographic.
I can't imagine. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.